Hello, this is James Grundvig with Decentralized.media on Unrestricted Warfare. I'm here today with a brand new guest, a special guest, someone who knows a lot about the Matrix, the Babylon system we've been living in, the debt enslavement system, law enforcement, Sasquatch, and we can't do that all in one show. So this is part one of four parts, at least to start, because Rich Germeau he's got an amazing story to tell, and he looks at the world a little differently than the average American who's out, you know, making dinner reservations, playing golf or whatever, thinking like, you know, everything's fine, but it's not fine. It's not fine. We've been living in a matrix of lies, and so this series with Rich is going to be called Babylon Matrix. People like Babylon, well, what's that? Well, we'll get into that in a minute. What's the Matrix? Well, everyone thinks about the movie, but we'll get into that as well. Because the Matrix is a modern version of Babylon. So we've been living this 6,000-year lie of grand deceptions, plural, through corporations, and we will be getting into all of that. But let me start off with a couple of videos that are pertinent to today's conversation on the debt enslavement fiat monetary system that's coming to an end, by the way. That's the good news. Video one coming up. First, we're going on TikTok.
I know for a fact they're not trying to ban TikTok for the reason that it's owned by China. You know how I know that? Because it's not fucking owned by China. It's just fucking not. 60% of the company is owned by international investors, including U.S. investors. 20% is owned by its founders. The other 20% is owned by the employees, nearly 10,000 of which are U.S. citizens. And I know they're not trying to ban it to protect the private information of Americans from the CCP. Do you know how I know that? Because all American user information is on servers in Texas, already overseen by a U.S. company called Oracle. So we know it's not because it's owned by China. We know it's not to protect our personal information. So the only valid question is, why do they want to ban it? The answer to that is this isn't about TikTok. If you actually take the time and read through the bill that they just passed, here's one very important thing that this bill allows them to do. That is to shut down or take control of any social media platform that they claim interferes with the election. And who would make that determination? President. The president would have complete power on whether or not to shut down a social media platform. Oh, and if that platform wanted to appeal it, that is going to be ruled by the DC Court of Appeals. This concentrates power over all social media platforms that don't want to get in line, that don't want to give the government what they want, that don't want to do what the government says. That's all this is about. See, they tried to do this before. They tried to do it with Facebook and Instagram, but Facebook and Instagram got in line. They didn't do it with Twitter for a while because Twitter was doing what they told them to do. But then once Elon bought it, they tried it again because X wouldn't get in line. But they couldn't build up enough support for that, one, because Elon's a fucking billionaire, and two, because he's an American who's liked, and they couldn't get enough support to shut him down. So now they're trying it again using the specter of Chinese owned. Aren't you worried about your privacy? Now, if I was worried about my privacy, I wouldn't use Google. I wouldn't use Alexa. I wouldn't shop on Amazon. I wouldn't use facial recognition on my phone. I wouldn't go on Facebook and Instagram because we know they're stealing our information. I wouldn't hold this phone in my hand because we all know it's listening. And people are wondering why the government was able to come together and agree on this. Why wouldn't they? Why would the government not come together and agree on granting themselves power? Because that's all this bill does. It takes away your right to privacy and communication and gives it to them.
Now, if there's an election, they're going to definitely, with that bill being approved, I'm sure it's going to be approved because he's talking about concentration of power. So the Uniparty, Rhinos, Democrats will absolutely want to do this. They will then be able to ban X and Twitter. They'll take Rumble offline. I'm telling you what they're going to do. So this is real if the election happens, but I doubt it's going to happen for a lot of reasons, and we'll get into that in a minute. But Charlie Ward, who's been out front for the last 5 years, he had something really interesting to say about what is also taking place, which the mainstream media is not covering. Apparently, the BRICS alliance is not only destroying the dollar, it is now the BRICS alliance is actually going to embargo the West. 1 minute with Charlie Ward. Let's listen.
Hi guys, I'm here in Dubai right now, and something massive has just happened. The BRICS countries, of which Dubai, which is part of the United Arab Emirates, the BRICS countries have actually put embargoes on the United States of America and Israel. significant embargoes. And they've literally turned the whole tables, because America have always shown their power because of their control of the Federal Reserve for so long that they've just simply stopped trading with certain countries and crippled them in history. Well, the power of the dollar has disappeared, it's evaporated. And the power of BRICS, well, they've taken control. And now what they're doing, they're literally putting the squeeze on. This has never happened before in history. America and Israel are being literally put to the sword by the BRICS countries. And if you're not awake now, then you never will be.
I love Charlie. I was on a show a couple of years ago regarding human trafficking. People have always picked on because he picked out dates in the past that didn't materialize well. This is a long slog trying to unravel 6,000 years of corruption, evil, death cults, debt enslavement in 8 or 10 years has been remarkable if you actually think about it. I believe it's coming to an end this year. Rich, what are your thoughts? Introduce yourself to the audience. And, you know, what are your thoughts on what you just heard from Charlie Ward and the embargoes from the BRICS, which is obviously not mainstream media? Go ahead, Rich. Nice to meet you.
My name is Rich Germeau. People know me in the Big Vic community, but I'm fighting this cabal. That's what I have been doing the whole time through Bigfoot, whatever mechanism that comes available to me to do so. What Charlie said, so the tables are turned. You know, now the BRICS alliance is putting out its own sanctions, you know, to, I guess you could say, to punish the bank in a way, to destroy the bank ultimately, because that's their target, is to destroy the bank and to get out from underneath it completely, you know, put it out of business totally. And anybody who wants to hitch their wagon to it's going to go down with that ship, because it's going down and nothing's going to stop it, you know. So
correct. And so let me get into the PowerPoint, because we'll continue, because there's some very important data points for the audience. I know I've talked about it, you know, a month beforehand, talked about it this week, but something significant happened on March 11th, which was this past Monday. We have to get into this right now. Hold on. This is episode 57 with Rich Germeau. This one is called Babylon Matrix Debt Enslavement. Yeah, we are in debt enslavement. I'm on Unrestricted Warfare. Tracy L. White's taking over Beyond the Bible, and you can find us on Red Pill Project / on Rumble. Okay, Rich, this I just came to this today. So every 5 years, the Census of Agriculture publishes a report. So it went from 2017 to 2022. America lost over 140,000 farms between then. So some of the farms only produce $1,000 of produce each year. But still, 140,000 farms is a lot. What are your thoughts and reaction to this story?
Well, there's an attack on our food supply. There's an attack on every aspect of Americans or humans in that matter, being able to take care of themselves or maintain their own lives. So that I believe that they're trying to make it so everybody has to be completely reliant on a centralized control system, which will control every aspect of your life and ultimately probably seek to kill you, which they already have engaged in.
Yep.
So we know that's the case.
Yeah, you know, if they actually take full control of the food supply and you ration you, number one, and two, give you, poison foods and GMO foods and stuff, we're all in trouble. I'll say that right now.
Already, I mean, that's what... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, I said they're already doing all those things to us.
They are. They're doing it not only through vaccines, but many vectors of poison. Chemtrails, obviously, you know, geoengineering, that exists. It's not a fantasy or conspiracy. They're doing it through the vaccines, obviously. They're doing it through the food. They're doing it through the water. It's amazing what they're not doing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where all of us would have been in and around 2020 had Hillary Clinton won, had the cabal come in, had they create a bunch of false flags. They would have crashed the financial system, reset it, all the way back in 2018, that's 6 years ago. That was the plan, right? Mm-hmm. And then with it, they were going to crash the crypto system as well. You know, it's all connected to the internet. They just simply crash it. So everybody would eventually been broke. You would have been forced into FEMA camps, the resistors. You would have been vaccinated there, been executed there. You know, Obama had 30,000 electronic guillotines. That's also not a conspiracy. There was, in fact, a Obamacare code for all of this. Rich, you hear about the FEMA camps and what they were meant to be?
Oh, of course.
So I guess up in Washington State, where you're from, I'm sure they had places like FEMA camps. They probably still do. And obviously, the empty big box stores were also going to be, I guess, overflow capacity. So it's amazing that people still somehow think FEMA camps don't exist. They still exist. They're still in operation. They just no one's in there yet. What do you think's going to happen with them?
My thought on it now is that whatever plan that they had related to that, it's been diverted, taken over control by somebody else.
Yep.
They don't have the ability at this point to do those kind of things because not in the context of today. And potentially they could be used at some point for a parallel purpose, but not for the purpose that they were previously intended for.
I'm with you. In fact, I'll take it one step further. I believe that weapons used against the children of God will ultimately are used against the evildoers. So I expect the evildoers are not shot and killed in coming clean out operations in the United States. When the United States go through a near-death experience, I expect some of these bureaucrats, you know, and all of these governors, we're going to get into that in a moment, are going to end up in FEMA camps. So that's what I believe. So I believe the ones that are going to perpetrate these global crimes against us are actually going to end up there before they're go through military tribunals. That's just my belief.
Yeah, I mean that's a highly likelihood.
Yeah. No, I just, you get the essence of the Bible, right? That the truth will set us free. Jesus updated the first covenant of God, right, with the second and last being, love the Most High and love yourself and love your neighbor, right? That is basically the essence, and the truth is all that really matters. And at the end of the day, any weapons used against the children of God are ultimately going to be used against the enemy. I just see that.
Absolutely. The entire corporate structure from local, state, federal has completely engaged itself in broad criminal conspiracies and totally incriminated itself on all levels beyond the point that it can recover or fix it or make it right. It's done now. It's totally done. And there's no way out of this mess for any of them.
No, I'm with you.
And
So,
I'm not sure what's going to happen to them. It's a broad problem, but it certainly won't be a situation where they're going to have any credibility left or anybody's ever going to trust any of them, all the way down to the lowest level.
or hire them in a new economy or anything, right? They're going to end up being the slaves just by being ostracized from society. Because a lot of them are just pencil pushers. So a lot of them are not directly evil. Right, they only followed orders, as the old Nazi saying from the 1930s. Oh, we just followed orders, but they're going to be punished in many different ways. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've all had the opportunity to do the right thing. I mean, multiple times they come to these opportunities to blow the whistle, to help out their fellow humanity to do the right thing. And what we've seen is that almost all of them have just continued to accept a paycheck and make excuses to themselves about how they're exempt from any of this liability. And they're just doing their job and they didn't know, but now they know and they're still doing it, So I think it was all designed this way, in fact, to have this process unfold in the manner that the government essentially gets rid of itself. The entire corporate structure gets rid of its own self, just based on their own actions and their own willingness to engage in malicious acts against their own constituents and people.
I'm with you on that. So why is it important for us to talk about Babylon and the Matrix? Well, because if you talk to the average person in the street, Babylon, you just think of an ancient world that doesn't exist anymore. You know, that's part of this mistake. So the Matrix movie did us a favor to remind us, no, this has not gone away. It's one of the same system, except And even the paganism destruction of God and God's seed, the death cult, right? That exists today too, just in paper. It's done through corporations and all that. And we'll get that in a minute. But it's just amazing, and it's controlled through money. Is that
Mm-hmm.
correct?
It's all money. Money is the tool of control and manipulation. That is the devil's lettuce, I guess you could say. That's his ability to manipulate and control everybody through greed and immorality, every aspect. It's the money that is the core.
I'm with you. Now, what's interesting here is we got the King James Version of the Bible, which I got right here, my father's old book right in front of me, right? So here's the King James Version. Problem is, people, these fundamentalist Christians who live today believe the Bible is the Holy Word. Well, it's in essence, again, it's the Holy Word, but to say the Bible's never been stepped on, omitted, edited, give me a break, right? And you have a lot of books that have been left out of the Bible, right? So the Catholic Church has their version, the Protestants have their version. And it's, you know, I highly recommend everyone reads the missing books of the Bible, Enoch, Jubilees, books like that, Ezra's 1 and 2. I would really look at everything, because you should not let a church or a religion of any kind get between you and God. And if the Holy Word exists in Enoch and other books, Jubilees, you know what? I think you need to open up your mind. And let me give you one example. This is a very important example. Had the modern world in the West grew up with the Geneva version, just of Ephesians 6:12, had we grew up with this? For this is, there's some missing words here in the King James Version. The King James Version does not "and against worldly governors." So what the King James Version reads is, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in high places." Had they left in "and against worldly governors," I might have looked at government with a very skeptical, suspicious eye, and I think a lot of parents would have taught their children this, and I don't think we'd be in half the problems we're in today, but this is where we're at. So just mm-hmm. by manipulating the Bible, right, getting rid of the Geneva Bible, coming in with King James, we got problems, because we never truly understood what the essence of the true enemy was, and here we are. Rich.
Well, you know, this Bible thing is a big rabbit hole. It goes deep, you know, and I would recommend that people read a Christian fiction book written by Bill Myers called The Voice. And I'm not going to spill too much related to it. It's a great book. It's very exciting. Yep. But it reveals some deception, I guess, that we currently believe related to. It goes way back to the Exodus, where... Yep. It depicts some things that potentially, they're giving tours in Saudi Arabia now related to where the true location of Mount Sinai is. And I just would, you know, recommend that people look into that a little bit and maybe read that book, maybe look up the real Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And give it a peek and consider it, because if indeed that there was manipulation back to the Exodus to change the location of the Red Sea crossing, you know, to change the location of where Mount Sinai is. Certainly they wanted to change locations, context, and different aspects of it to give a different perspective of everything, you know, so that, you know, there could be a lot more hidden, you know, that if it all moved around and the true context and locations of things were public, it may change everything, you know, in many aspects.
I'm with you. So geography has been lied to, right? We've been lied to who our real enemy is. The government.
Sure.
The government's part of the Babylon system. That's the point I'm making here. That's who we're fighting. If you think the government's your friend, they're not. They've been selling you the lie of socialism and the lie of Marxism, the lie of all this, all lies. They're all under the umbrella of Satanism. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I just wanted to say one thing. I mean, the enemy really isn't the government, because the government is merely the administrative arm of this Babylon system. And really, there's only one controlling entity, which is the bank, you know, and they're the ones that control everything. So really, there are no countries. It's all just individual colonies, and each colony has slightly different set of rules. But it's really, we have one controlling entity. It's the central banking system, fractional reserve banking.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That is the boss. They control everything because they issue the money.
That's correct. In fact, we're going to get into money right now. So just, so all the way on the 24th of January, and I've been reporting for the past 6 weeks, the Federal Reserve Board announces the Bank Term Funding Program will cease making new loans as scheduled on March 11th. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out in a second. So this, I've been talking about this for some time. So Monday, the 11th, this all took place. Well, let's first talk about that. Who was in charge of the modern version of the banking system? I say it's Rothschild and people like Rothschild, right? It's not just him, but certainly he was involved in the creation of the modern Israel through the Balfour Declaration. His family was involved in creating the Federal Reserve in 1913, right? Well, he died on the 24th of February. They had these horses here in Bloody England, right? So I guess he's over the King of England because this is the King's Guard, and the British Union Jack was covered in black. So it wasn't for Prince or King Charles. It was for Jacob Rothschild. So people need to understand, like you said, Rich, the kings and queens are not in charge. The bankers are in charge, and it is part of a colony system. So let me read this on the right. Global currency reset. Friday, March 8th, Texas snake. Banks have been placed on alert beginning Monday, March 11th. So he feels we are close. We might get notified, but exchanging would start a few days after Monday, the 11th. March banks will no longer be legally able to loan the fiat U.S. dollar as per the announcement of the Federal Reserve Board. In other words, banks will begin to close on Monday, the 11th of March. And the only way they can save the economy is to activate the global currency reset, which evidently they did on Thursday, March 7th, during the fake Biden's State of the Union, of all things. So all this ties in. Now, some people theorize that a potential beginning of a black swan happens on the 15th of March, on Friday. Well, this show is recorded on Thursday, the 14th, so I should let the audience know if something happens on Friday, well, we might have missed it. And all that. But let's get into the next one. This continues. So here's Ariel, someone I followed. He's a definitely a patriot in this movement. The banking collapse. The financial world is on edge. As Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's alarming statement. I expect there to be bank failures. Not more bank failures, bank failures. We had two bank run failures last year in the United States. One was in spring of last year, and one was towards the fall and wiped out a bunch of medium-sized banks. Guess what ends Monday? So he's referring to the same thing, the Bank Term Funding Program ends. This is one of the reasons Donald Trump said it's over, meaning the debt financial system. So Rich, what do you think happens if the banks can't be banks like they've been for the last 60 years, creating money out of thin air? What happens?
Oh boy, I don't see how any semblance of that system continues because they're based on fake money,
yeah,
not real assets. And also, I would say that if you have a system where this fiat dollar is debased and collapses, that would necessarily cancel everyone's debt because the debtor would essentially no longer exist because the note that backs them up is gone. And I would say it would cancel all contracts in the administrative system in general. The administrative law, civil law system, criminal law system even, because all of these, I guess you could say these sentences related to people through adjudication,
yeah,
all of these civil cases, corporate cases, is corporate law. It's all based on the U.S. dollar. That is the basis of the contract. All the contracts are nominated in those dollars. And so if you pull the rug out of that dollar and you get rid of it, it cancels out everything. It basically dissolves the entire system and the process that it's supported by.
I'm with you on all of it. It is coming to an end for sure. Something's going to happen. What I really think, you take what Charlie Ward said in the video at the top of the show, and he said there's now in Dubai, so he's over in the BRICS Nate world, right? He's in the BRICS world. And they're going to embargo the United States and Israel in particular, right? So that's the banking centers. and they're going to embargo them. I find that fascinating. So you take what happened with the Federal Reserve on last Monday, plus what Charlie's talking about. I think what's going to happen is, yes, the globalists were going to reset the system, bankrupt us all, starve us all, put us in FEMA camps. That was the Agenda 2030 plan. They were unable to do it
Sure.
because the White Hats put Trump in instead, kept Hillary out. And we've been at internal warfare ever since. But what's amazing now is the reset's going to happen because the White Hats know the only way to replace a fraudulent system is to let it die and collapse. So they're going to let it collapse. I think, though, they're doing it on their own schedule because warp speed with Donald Trump didn't just apply to vaccines, in my opinion. It applied to everything related to Agenda 2030, including the reset. So now they're
Oh, sure.
resetting earlier than the globalists want. They're no longer in control, Rich.
Oh, okay. Well, you went down that hole, so we'll go there for a second. Okay, warp speed, COVID-19, the vaccine in general, when you look at the whole picture of it. So Trump was in power when all this stuff unfolded. They used the COVID thing in order to facilitate the election fraud, right? So they had little options left. So they pulled this option out and they tried to get a dual purpose out of it, I guess you could say, depopulation and to capture back control of the republic or the corporation, I guess, because they want the corporation to maintain. So
Yeah, the Babylon Corporation. Yep, keep going.
sure. So what, my impression by looking at the pieces of this thing and decoding it would be that COVID and the vaccines are what you would call an insurance policy. Because what they do when they are deployed in the timing that they were and how
Yep.
is they totally incriminate every level of government
They do.
who willingly participated, in fraud, in murder, in every aspect. It bankrupted everything beyond the point of any possible recovery.
Correct.
And it exposed it, as being an extremely malicious and criminal organization that is essentially a mafia, right? Now, people didn't know that, but now they know, right?
Now
So,
they'll never trust government again, or people in lab coats, or Wall Street with business ties, or politicians in suits. It's anyone that's going to be dressed like that at the end of this year, I believe, really is going to be a target for the reckoning. I don't believe we're going through five stages of grief when this is all over. When people actually are shocked and stunned awake, Rich, I see them really go turning into the those old horror movies where the villagers would grab torches and pitchfork and burn down Frankenstein's castle. That's what I see coming. I see a reckoning,
oh,
not anything else.
it's not going to be safe for him to walk down the street,
Yep.
suicide weekend. There's a reason why those terms were floated out there. I mean, it's just reality. It's what is going to happen because there's no way out of this mess. They're boxed into a trap on all sides, and every decision that they have the opportunity to make is either to surrender or to make the situation worse.
And
Right, that's it.
Trump gave the deep state two times his surrender. He did it with the American flag, the stars covered in a dark blue, at two of his rallies. One was Cleveland, Ohio, September 25th, Saturday, 2022, and he did it again in spring of 2023. I forgot that rally, but he did it twice. So basically saying no quarter to the enemy, right? The White Hats. This is a clear signal, per the law of war manual. Because when the military finally shows up, it is going to be no quarter. They're not the ones to arrest people and put them in FEMA camps. That's a different group of people. They're there to shoot and kill and take back the disorder and the unlawfulness of the cities, which is going to come through riots again, in my opinion. Rich?
Well, sure. Well, prisons are a waste of money. It doesn't work. So what do you do? Well, the answer is you don't really imprison people. You just deal with the problem.
Yeah.
You don't hold people long term and not rehabilitate them. It's just it's an economy. It's a waste of money, and we can get into all that later when we talk about law enforcement
Yep.
and all that stuff. But
That's next week's show, law enforcement. But it's absolutely amazing. So let's go and talk about you for a moment. YouTube, A Flash of Beauty, Rich Dermeau, part one, and there's a part two. So just go to YouTube, everyone you want to watch is amazing. Each video is under an hour. I highly recommend it. He has had a completely different take of anything on Sasquatch out there. It is something to watch. He really gets this. They're amazing, riveting, two-part series here. I highly recommend it. Rich, talk in general about your background growing up in the Olympic Peninsula up northwest. Talk about that because I grew up in the East Coast, so I'm not a northwest kind of guy. Go ahead.
Well, I come from a strong family affiliation. We had a real tight, close family, a big family, so that's where I'm oriented. And I joined law enforcement. When I was 21 years old, I was in the Marine Corps Reserves.
Yep.
I spent my time as a kid playing in the woods, going fishing, and listening to old people tell stories. Because I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and I was always, quiet in those days. I talk all the time now, but when I was a little kid, I would just sat there and listen to all these old stories about history and different, just different stuff, so I kind of have a broad perspective, of that takes place over a long period of time because, I listened to these guys that lived through the Depression and even times before that and after, and got to hear all their personal stories of those struggles and how life was good for some of them during that time, and for other people it was rougher, and making a dollar a day, working on a farm and going to work in the timber industry because it paid $3 a day instead of a dollar a day because it was dangerous, that's pretty
Interesting.
much it about me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm first generation Norwegian, so I don't have the generational American background that you have. I mean, it's just, you can't pick and choose who your parents are. The first choice is not yours. You come into the world, you hope, number one, to come in healthy. Number two, you're not born in poverty. Some people are, and they still make it, right? So it's really, if you have
Sure.
the opportunity, it's a great thing. In fifth grade, I remember, teacher asked, "What do you want to grow up?" And I want to be a law enforcement. I literally said that. I never pursued it. It just looked too dangerous when I was a teenager. So you go from being a kid, it looks great, and then nah, quite. Well, I didn't even realize the whole matrix thing behind law enforcement, right? That is a series of
Sure.
corporations. So I'm kind of glad I didn't do that. Then I thought about the Navy, and I didn't do that. I had construction management 30 years, and then I'm doing what Jesus requires us to do, the truth, right? And we're in this battle of truth versus deception for the last 4 or 5 years. And to your point you made earlier, they're continuing warp speed. They have not surrendered. No one surrendered. They're continuing to commit murder in hospitals with the remdesivir Fauci protocol. They're continuing to try to vaccinate people, to continue the genocide crime. And they're continuing to try to steal elections and steal, right? They want to bring in full censorship in the United States. What is your reaction that no one has really surrendered?
Well, here's what my experience is, personal experience, I guess, from me being a whistleblower and the things that I went through, and being able to learn the psychology of these people. Number one, I'll tell you that these are stupid people that work for this corporate institution. They don't think for themselves. They only know what they're told. And I'll tell you, when you push them up against something or you give them the opportunity, they will double down on stupid every time. Every time.
So they like, so like an oil change, right? They just sit there and check boxes. That's all they do.
You put them into a corner and you give them an option, and they will do the dumbest thing over and over again every single time. That's just what they do. That's all they know what to do.
They've been so conditioned, that's what they do, right? And it's
Yeah.
they follow the lying mainstream media, right? They follow government, they follow authority. They're just followers, but they're lemmings at the end of the day. Right. I mean, they're roadkill at the end of the day when this is all over.
Well, consider this. Look at the aspect of your first responders and your police, because these are the people on the front line that are seeing, I guess, the cause and effect related to the vaccine, the injuries and the death, right? So when if I have a minute, can I give like a short example of how that we kind of
Yeah,
see
the
these
floor is
ebbs and flows
yours.
in that line of work, and we understand
Yeah,
what's
go
that?
ahead.
Okay, for instance, 2008, when I was a deputy sheriff, right? suicide rates went way up during that time, especially with males, between 20s to 40s, working age, because you had a collapse of the system, and these men, they weren't able to maintain the same quality of life, and they have wives and they have kids and they have obligations and stuff like that. So people were checking out at a much higher rate than they were before. The suicide rate, I'm not sure the statistics, but we were noticing a significant increase, right? So for instance, like in a county of 65, 70,000 people, and say that you're responding to, three suicides a week, right? And
Right.
that changes six or eight or 10 suicides a week. The general public is not going to be aware of that shift or change if it doubles or goes up by 150%. Right, but the police and the first responders, they certainly are aware of that change, and the same with this COVID thing. So say the death rates are double, right? Maybe they're not even double, but say they are double, right?
Yep.
And so your first responders are out there stepping over twice as many bodies, going to twice as many unattended death calls. So they're completely aware of this, right? And then these people are at least smart enough to be able to correlate that this change in rate of death coincided with the initiation of this vaccine. So these guys can continue to go to work every day, right? Step over these bodies. They see the excess and whatnot. They probably all have put the pieces together and realize what the cause of this is.
Yep.
But you don't have any whistleblowers coming through. You have sheriffs out there who their sole responsibility, I'm talking about elected sheriffs, is to protect the health and welfare of the public, to protect their individual rights and freedoms. Right? Why aren't they informing the public of a threat to their health and welfare? They're completely aware that there's a threat. Even if they can't say what it is, they certainly can inform them, hey, there is a major threat to your health and welfare. People are dying at twice the rate. This is a huge concern. We need to start a major homicide investigation to find out what's behind all of this,
Yeah,
right? I don't
normally
see
you
anybody
would.
doing anything like that. What's that?
Yeah, normally that would happen, but it's not.
No, they're keeping their mouth shut. And instead of warning people of the threat and potentially what it is, they continue to push the same threat, right? It's continued to being pushed against them. So what do you have there? Now, all of a sudden, instead of, of it being a situation where you can claim ignorance, you can't claim ignorance anymore because people are knowingly pushing something that's dangerous to the public and hiding the evidence of the danger from them.
They are
The people that are specific.
they are hiding the evidence. That's an
The people
important
that are
point to bring up.
specifically, the people that are specifically tasked with health and welfare. So what does that expose? It exposed that these people never, ever were actually there to represent your health and welfare. They were merely there to administrate policy.
Yeah, you're right. You come in broken up this last minute.
That's it,
You might have
really.
said something magical, which the deep state wants to kind of mute you. All right, try it again. Can you hear me?
It's all broken now.
That's all right. Keep going.
I got plenty of service.
All right, you're a little broken up now for some reason. You mentioned a magic word,
Pretty
policy.
good thing happening.
Yeah, you're still broken up. Why don't you, for a minute, turn off your camera, because then it lowers the bandwidth and just go dark. Don't worry about it. Can you turn off your camera on your Zoom? And we'll just, you and I will go like this. Not a problem. There's a, in the bottom left, there's a,
For that now. All
all right, keep going. Because you were great up until, go ahead.
right,
No, it's really
you're still a
bad.
little bit broken up on me. I'm not
All right, keep going. You're
okay.
good
It's
now.
right now. We
Yeah,
got
one. All
attacked.
right, that's better. Continue.
Yeah. So where do I need to go back to?
You said the word policy. So instead of doing what's right, they're just pushing policy, right? They're covering up the evidence, all of that related to vaccines. First responders, police see this, and yet very few whistleblowers. You're a whistleblower a long time ago for the audience, right? We'll get into that next week. But very few
Yeah.
whistleblowers today. Not enough have come out. I wonder if that's going to
No.
change. I'm sure a lot of people want to be whistleblowers, but they're scared, right? They're scared to lose their jobs, scared to lose their money. And this is the debt, this is the enslavement system that prevents them from being brave. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, step back one more second. I think that in law enforcement, in particular, these elected officials, there's a lot to lose by doing the right thing, right? So you saw in 2018 that they took out Arpaio because he's one of those guys that probably would have done the right thing related to the election fraud, related to the COVID, the mandates and all that. And the problem with somebody like that is once he has the guts to step forward and do the right thing, you're going to have more guys pile in on him, more people claim to be constitutional sheriffs or whatnot. I mean, I don't buy into any of the constitutional sheriff stuff anyways, because their actions are what's important, not what their ideology they claim to be. It's their actions in general. And, you know, they all take money from the DOJ. They all administrate the DOJ policy. They all work with the FBI. So you know who they actually work for. So, but they took out Arpaio and they had to control Maricopa County. Obvious, that's for obvious reasons. Now we don't even have to go into any of that, but
no,
you know,
but there, so there's up in your neck of the woods, there's a Boeing whistleblower on the shoddy maintenance, cutting corners. In fact, let me just tell the audience, you know, there's the corporations the last dozen years have come up with this new beautiful terminology. What's the value add? What is this line item doing? So quality control, they claimed that Boeing the last few years is not a value add. So this guy come out and didn't give his full-blown testimony because he was whistleblowing on his own for some reason and then supposedly got killed, but maybe he didn't get killed. But we're told he got killed in a motel last week, right? And so I guess we're going to find out if that's true or not. But the reality is his word's already out there, and planes have had 5 or 6 incidents in the last week alone. Wheels falling off on takeoff, right? I mean, wings falling apart, all kinds of things happening. It's like, what do they make these planes out of nowadays, right? Quality control, and I've been a construction manager, and I was an inspector in quality control for 6 or 7 years, way back when I started out in the business. It is one of the most important things. You can cut corners on paint, cosmetics. You can't cut corners on electrical, plumbing, right? On bridge support, foundations of building. There's certain things you cannot cut corners on. Well, flying the plane, the plane has got to stay together. You can cut corners on seats and carpets and the interiors, right? And the pull down trays, but you can't cut corners on the safety of the plane going from point A to point B, flying up, dealing with all the headwinds, flying down. You can't do that, but they're doing it in Boeing. So that whistleblower tried to come out, and so they're still killing whistleblowers, is my point. Rich.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been watching Boeing real close for the past several years, you know, because it's in my region, and perspective on this whole thing is that Boeing's tanking themselves. I saw, you know, the ownership high level started liquidating hard assets, you know, in this region.
Wow.
Like property and stuff like that. Oh, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
Right before and right during, you know, you saw this unraveling happen with their product, you know. So it looks to me that I think that you're going to see Boeing go totally bankrupt. They're going to sidestep their employees, their pensions, all that, try to save as much as their own money for themselves and just dissolve the whole thing. And it may be that it's a symptom of something else that's bigger coming.
Oh, I think so. Because I think there's purposely, it's not just vaccinating the public and making people have turbo cancers, myocarditis, killing people in young ages, you know, under 45, men and women, sterilizing children, miscarrying pregnant women, right? They're also the first responders, the police. And by the way, the military. Oh, and by the way, the nurses, the entire medical staff. They're all vaccinated. So it looks like they're trying to destroy these industries. So the aerospace might, the airline industry might have a major problem. If Boeing goes down, the whole industry, I think, kind of caves a little bit, right? And same thing with the medical. So if you think the hospitals are bad now and people claiming they're overflowed, no, they're overflowed because they contracted. They consolidated the last 4 years during COVID. And all those, the money men, the businessmen that run these hospital corporations are absolutely stealing money from them. No different than what Boeing is doing. So it reminds me of the 1987 movie Wall Street with Michael Douglas playing Gordon Gekko. Where they buy an airlines and they gut the hell out of it, right? And then they put on the market and they just take all the money out of the corporation. I agree with you. That's coming. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is Boeing associated with? Aerospace, outer space, right?
Yep.
I mean, you see that narrative falling apart. You look, okay, here, this is the reality that we're living in right now. 25% of the people in the world believe that the Earth is flat and that the moon landing was fake. Once you get to that point, that's a no return. You've already lost. And you look at it when the cabal has to try to prove its lies and tell more lies to do so. These are extremely expensive lies to maintain.
Yeah, no,
Outer
they're
space is a big lie.
right. They've already been created as this fake world, right? So let's get into that.
Sure.
I don't call the Earth necessarily flat because you got the shoals underneath the Earth. So I call level with mountains and water and stuff, right? The shoals
Sure.
is the bottom. So it's not a frisbee floating out in wherever, right? And it's got a firmament. I'm agreeing with you on all of that. So to me, it's more like an egg shape, right?
Sure.
I know they got it. I think they mislabeled flat Earth. I understand where you're coming from, that's simplistic, but it's not. I think it's an egg shape. It's the whole, and there is a firmament. And so the Freemasons, in particular, had to invent stuff back in the 1800s. They invented dinosaurs. Dinosaurs never existed, right? They invented the Big Bang. They did everything to prove that God didn't exist, right? And they conditioned all of us through school books and everything. Right, there were real maps of what the Earth looked like without the firmament and without the shoals, in the 1950s, and all that disappeared. You go into the kindergartens and nursery schools and elementary schools as kids in the 60s and 70s, you see nothing but globes. You saw them everywhere, right? This is,
Sure.
like you said, it's very expensive. They had to manufacture these lies on top of lies, top of lies. All going back to Big Bang evolution lie. It's not evolution, it's adaptation, right? People, if you live in a certain climate environment, too much sunlight, too little sunlight, your skin color changes, right? That's you're adapting to the your environment. Too little vitamin D, too much vitamin D, whatever. You're adapting. It's not evolution. We didn't go from monkeys to human beings. That's a complete lie.
No, well, you get a sense of how broad this psychological conflict really is, this operation, right? So you have the Q. I mean, I'm not going to spend a lot of time in this. So you have the Q ops, that disclose the corruption, the trafficking, Adrenochrome, and all of that stuff. But
Yes.
parallel to that, at the same time, the same entity had launched another set of psyops, I guess you could say. Or psychological warfare campaign, and they set up shop in the alternative media sector, where you started with the flat Earth, with the fake moon landing, with all these secret cures to cancer and all this other stuff that was coming out, right, to cause this mass distrust into the system, doubt, right, in this parallel belief system, probably more based in truth than what we were already believing. Right, but what you have going on now is, like I said, you have a substantial part of the population now that believes all this parallel stuff and does not believe the narrative anymore, right? They've
No,
already gone over the edge. They cannot be recovered.
you're right. They're long gone. They're never going to be there. And let's just keep it simple for the people. We don't have to go into dinosaurs or the firmament or
Sure.
Big Bang. Let's just keep it real simple for people. You have two of the biggest lies in the last 50 years. The moon landing, complete lie, total lie. You don't have to be a genius. You think Nixon got on a dial-up phone and called to the moon? Really? Really? Are you sure now? First of all, moons are not rocks. Rocks do not reflect light. So the moon's something different. Is it a plasma ball? I'm not sure. It's something, but it's not a rock in outer space. So that's number
I have
one.
some,
Go
yeah.
ahead.
Oh, I got some crazy ideas about the moon, but maybe I don't know if
Yeah,
those will even
we
sell.
can do that another show. But the
Yeah.
point is, the moon landing is a lie. Even Kubrick messaged in his movies. In the twin girls in The Shining, right? Those little really creepy girls. They're wearing Apollo 12 shirts. They're telling you Kubrick filmed the moon, the fake moon landing in a New Mexico warehouse, and it's being shared everywhere. The second simple lie in our lifetimes, 9/11. It's that simple. No planes, zero planes hit any building. There was a bunker buster that hit the Pentagon. No plane hits World Trade Center 7, and no planes actually, it was all CGI, it was all fakery, hit any of the towers. I've seen raw footage in New York. I was in Manhattan. I saw planes fly overhead, but you don't actually see them striking. You're seeing Project Bluebeam or something to that effect, where it sounds and looks and is a plane, because that's Project Bluebeam, that exists. So once you know 9/11 is total fraud, and what was it used for? To take control of America, right? Take control, to launch the Patriot Act, to launch the wars in Iraq, right? Once you know that's a fraud, and then you know and the moon landing is a fraud, those two events in 69 and 2001, it's all you need. Once you realize they lied, that everything else is a lie, it should be very simple. You're spending trillions of both operations, and it's garbage. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, no, I mean, that's absolutely, you're correct. I mean, that's as simple as it really is. I mean, Kubrick confessed, even. You can watch his YouTube video of his confession, right? All the Apollo astronauts have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They're actors.
They are.
Right? You look at George Carlin and Mad TV in the 90s, and he does his skit about the fake moon landing and talking about it being filmed in Nevada. You know, I mean, it's all out there. I mean, it's crystal clear. I mean, if you, I don't even know really
even,
what to say
even
about
the
it.
Mars pictures of the Mars rover. Number one, people are obviously, how come it's Mars, it's got no dust on it after a number of years, right? So that's like one simple observation. Mm-hmm. But then they're finding these like barren landscapes from Greenland and Iceland and Northern Canada and stuff and other places, Australia. And then they come up with a photo that matches the orange photo, because they put an orange filter on this photo. And it's like, really, people, you think we've been to Mars? We haven't been to Mars. So it's like, this is how fake it is. So this is about waking up, because the fakery just doesn't stop at these big things, right? For narrative, like you said, right? It's an entire control matrix, but it goes into law enforcement. And next week we're going to cover law enforcement, because that is, you know, you as a law enforcement, what you understood and then what happened to you and became a whistleblower. And then like, well, that's weird, right? And you had to deal with the FBI. We'll talk about that next week. But Rich, close out the show for the next 4 minutes, any direction you want. Great to have you on this first show. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, let me see here. I had a thought and it just lost it real quick. Sorry, I'm breaking up, you know, the consistency of this thing. I mean, you look at this entire situation that we're in right now.
Yeah.
So essentially this deep state, the cabal, is infected with what I call a cancer at this point, because you have a significant population of the world, you know, I wouldn't say it's the majority yet, but it's probably creeping up there, up to the 50% mark, where you have this distrust and disbelief in the narrative, right? The problem is that this cannot be recovered. This cannot be fixed. Trust cannot be regained. Essentially, they've already lost this. And so you have to look at what options they have left on the table at this point, right? There is no repair or recovery, right? In order for them to maintain any type of control, it has to be voluntary on the part of the people participating to one degree or another. Either that, or you have to kill off enough people that you can control the populace.
And,
right?
They,
and I don't see that they have another option available.
They failed to do that. One of the reasons why they failed is they had to use placebos in the beginning. Why? Because in the trench warfare of World War I, if you had all your soldiers run out and they all get gunned down at one time, no, you think the next wave's coming? No, they're not. So they had to continue the psyop and the COVID fraud in order for people to roll up the sleeves and get the vaccines. They didn't know what the kill rate was going to be. They didn't know. I'm talking about pharma. So by September 2022, there was 35 formulations of placebo, mild to, you know, medium danger, right? Killing 4 or 5 years to killing a couple of weeks, right? Or just destroy your immune system. So they couldn't wipe us out at one time, because then no one would have ever taken the second shot, the third shot. None of that stuff happened. And their ultimate goal, in my opinion, is transhumanism. It's going to depopulate the planet, right? It was going to bring us down to 500 million. Let's just say the Georgia Guidestones were accurate. That was the goal in 8 or 10 years. Then the survivors would be hooked up to the AI cloud and to be completely controlled by this AI God or whatever it's going to be, right? You become absolute slaves. Right. And the minute you hit a certain age or a certain whatever, they get rid of you. And you won't be able to
Well,
reproduce because you're all sterilized. Go ahead, Rich.
there's that movie with Justin Timberlake in it. I can't remember the name of it, where basically you have a digital bank of credits that's associated with your life, you know, and like they can speed up the use of those credits. They can just terminate your life at any time that they want to or they need to, right? I mean, this thing is not recoverable at this point. You know, these people are of the mindset that they're going to get to this point sooner than later, where if they can't have it, nobody can have it. And they're obviously going to try to destroy the whole thing and kill everybody at some point. That's what their playbook is. That's what options they have left on the table, because this is a life and death situation for them, right? They either
Yeah.
live or they die. If they lose, they die, right? So they're going to utilize all resources. They're going to expend all munitions that they have in order to try to maintain control. And when they get to the point where they realize that there's no possible way for them to maintain any control, they're going to push every button they possibly can to destroy the entire world. That is what their options are. That is what their playbook is.
All right. Now for the audience, they can learn more about you. Between now and the next time you come on, give two reasons why they should go watch your Sasquatch movie, the documentaries,
Well,
your
the reason
witness.
why that they should watch this, because I think that my testimony related to this, you know, and my experience related to, you know, corruption, because that comes out in the Sasquatch aspect too, and it correlates to my law enforcement side of it, and it's what formed my new belief system, I guess. Those dual experiences happening parallel at the same time together. You know, and I think that they can find out and see through this video that this Sasquatch issue is an intricate part of this, in the sense that it's like the gateway to the mechanism in which they're using to hide this great big lie to facilitate complete control,
Right.
right?
And this,
So.
yeah, and this lie you're talking about, the big lie is they're willing to FOIA UFO stuff. They're going to keep you completely, not to know about the Sasquatch, because the Sasquatch might be a little more tangible with the existence of God, would it not?
Well, I think it exactly is the case, because it's actual physical proof. You know, it correlates back to the Bible that describes these entities and these beings, right, for one, and it actually
Nephilim.
demonstrates these abilities of these things, and what they demonstrate this actual parallel rea this parallel realm that sits right beside us, right? And they're able to act outside of the same rules in time and space that we do,
It's
right?
absolutely amazing.
It's
We
not.
look forward to that discussion, but next week, Rich, you and I are going to dive into law enforcement, your whistleblower years. It's important for, how did he actually survive the Babylon system? We've all worked in it. We all have bank accounts. We're all part of it. And this is part of the Great Awakening worldwide. Rich Germo, thank you very much. People, go to YouTube, go find A Flash of Beauty with Rich, parts one and two. I highly recommend you watching it so you're more prepared for the discussion on Sasquatch in the coming weeks. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.